Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Six wins away. Dare I say a sweep is about to happen in the ALCS.
Everybody hates you right now.
Bro, you can hate me all you want. It's been utter domination in two games, and I'd like to ask you what's going to change. The pitching's only going to get better when they go back to Seattle. They didn't even have their good pitching yesterday, and they still got 10 runs. They had more hits yesterday.
I'm laying out.
10 hits.
I'm laying out.
Than the Toronto Blue Jays have had combined in games 1 and 2. So, sorry, I'm dealing in facts right now. The Mariners are clearly a wagon, and the Blue Jays look like they're limping to the end of their season. They look like their feathers been clipped.
Sprague's doing his own the firm segment right now of 10 toes down.
10 toes down. This is a sweep. The Blue Jays
I have a Mariner
won't win
ticket.
A game.
I have a World Series Mariner ticket that I'm going to cash, and I'm going to delightfully smile about that.
This one came in. Please, please, please. I'm 44 years old. I've been a Mariner fan my entire life. It's bad enough Brandon has a future ticket on the Mariners. Can we not hype it up too much like it's already over? I don't think my heart can take it. That's from CP
six
and PDX.
More.
Six more wins. They're six wins away from winning a championship.
That was impressive yesterday, though. All jokes
Dude,
aside.
Absolutely it was.
Julio in the first. Polanco, another three-run dong. Naylor went yard.
How did they miss that strike three call on a Rosarena right out of the gate, by the way? That was
he
just
was
horrible.
He thought
was
it was a strike
plate. What are we doing? But, hey, you get a break like that, you got to capitalize on it. They did. And then they gave up the lead, and you're like, uh-oh, Toronto's finding a little life here offensively, and Naylor had kind of a wonky play, throwing it away at first base, and they found a way back into the game, and so you thought, uh-oh, did you let them off the hook, similar to the Detroit game in Game 4, mm-hmm. where you had a lead, it felt like it was over, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, we lost, now we got to go win Game 5? But they responded immediately. I agree with you. The series absolutely feels over. They got three in a row coming at home. And you just got to go win two of the three at home.
The place is going to be incredible.
And you're two wins in Seattle away from going to the World Series. Two wins away from going to the World Series. Now, in terms of winning the whole thing, that's a different conversation for me. I feel like the Dodgers are now inevitable. And I hate to say it because Mariner fans, if it's the Dodgers and the M's, I'll be right there with you. Trident's up, bitch. Somebody get me a Trident. I'll be right there on your side. But I've
got some Dodgers fans out there like,
hey, whoa. I've also gotten to see the Dodgers up close and personal for most of the year, and they won the championship last year, and that team is absolutely loaded. And so they just seem like a different animal right now. I just have no faith in Toronto's starting pitching to get them back into the series.
Dude, their bullpen's been terrible,
and
too.
I have a ton of faith in Seattle starting pitching. And so do I think they're going to score 10 runs in every game? No, but they don't need to score 10 runs to win every game. That's the reason they're built the way that they're built. So you get a night like last night, it's great. You hope you didn't use too much offense in Game 2. It's one of those like, hey, can we save some of these runs for Game 3? Because watch them come back to Seattle, and it's like nothing in the seventh inning, and they have two hits. Because that wouldn't surprise me in the least. They have a hard time hitting in that ballpark. A lot of people do. But that was a very impressive win, and it feels like it's over. You're not wrong.
Yeah, because Toronto did the big run thing against the Yanks, and that is just not carried over.
They were hitting bombs left and right. Does Vladdy even have a hit yet in the series? I mean, I didn't see every second of the game yesterday.
He doesn't feel quite the same as when he stepped to the box against the Yankees.
He was a force in that series.
Every time he came up.
Here's a two-run home run. Here's a three-run home run. Here's a grand slam, and there's been nothing in this series.
I hear why you say what you say about the Dodgers. It's a fair point. I mean, you're reminded last night, like, oh yeah, Freddie Freeman's on the team.
Oh yeah, that's right. Shohei, they're up 1-0 in the NLCS, and I don't even know if Shohei Ohtani has gotten a hit yet in the playoffs.
Yeah, he's been pretty terrible.
He's been awful.
Hey, Sasaki's been one of the best closer relievers in baseball. Oh, but he's not our closer tonight. We're going Trinan.
You go Trinan.
Okay.
And it still worked out for him.
And it didn't matter all bases.
He should have blown it, and they didn't blow it.
No.
They, by the way, in two games of this series, Vladdy Jr. is 0-7.
Yeesh.
0-4. He has not struck out, so at least he's got that going for him.
They're not wearing the home run jacket anymore, are they?
No.
Not a lot of that happening for them.
Not a lot of home run jackets currently for Toronto.
Mariner fan now getting ready. Up 2-0. Coming back home. It's a 2-3-2. That's the format for
the LCS? I believe it is 2-3-2. Jack.
What is Russ looking at?
I'm 98% sure it's 2-3-2.
Your update's written. What are you looking at over there?
So let's see.
Scrolling the old Twitter to see if there's anything new.
Any new news?
Not paying attention to the program, huh?
So game three in Seattle, Wednesday. Okay. Game four in Seattle, Thursday. Game five in Seattle, Friday.
Can I say this?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You can win two of those games. You're in the World Series.
I love the 2-3-2. I'm a traditionalist.
I'm a big 2-3-2 guy,
too. The 2-2-1-1-1 thing is just like, that threw me off the first time that happened to me in my sports life.
I think it puts a little more pressure on the home team to not do what Toronto just did, because now they're like, oh, crap, we're pooping our pants. We got to go win, you know, a couple in Seattle, or this series is all over. And it gives an advantage, you know, it just, I like the way it balances. And then if you don't take care of business on the road, if you do have a 2-0 lead, but then you go, and then you got two more games at home coming up. I'm a big 2-3-2 guy. I like the format.
Final point on this, because we'll probably end with some baseball stuff at the end of the program.
Did you see the Dodger play yesterday? That was pretty bananas, where
the guy, double play?
They hit the glove and then hit the wall, and then the ball was live, and then the players didn't realize the ball was live, and they got a force out at home.
The guy that made the play didn't know what was happening.
Jason Stark
wrote a piece about that double play, because you know how it was ruled? Ground out double play.
What?
And the ball never touched the ground.
No.
This has happened like six other times, and they've all been in the last like six, seven, 8 years.
I mean, it took me a second watching it of like, wait a minute, is that...
The official scorekeeper was asked, like, why did you rule this a ground out double play? And he goes, because technically by the rule, it is.
How else are you gonna score that? It's not a fly out.
I know, but like, why not just call it
That was weird. That was just one of those moments you're like, that is a once in a million chance.
Everybody was confused. Defense and offense both like, what's happening?
What did he catch it? Did he not catch it?
Does he need a tag? Does he not need a tag?
Is he going now? And they still ended up winning the game. They got that double play, and they still ended up winning the game.
By the way, for the record, Dodger bullpen, two hits yesterday.
Oh.
Boy, it's terrible, that Dodger bullpen. Shove it, old man.
Don't let him do it, Seattle. Don't let him do it, all right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.